The Profitable Tradie, 7 Steps for Trades Business Owners to Earn More While Working a Lot Less. Written and narrated by Tony Fraser-Jones. Chapter 1. Are you a tradie or a business owner? You've grafted long and hard to get your own business started. You even have a few other guys under your wing to help you handle larger, more profitable projects. But does this make you a business owner? Not if you don't have the mindset of one. Now, a business owner isn't the guy who's working his ass off on jobs. It's the guy who's looking at the bigger picture of the business and building it into something amazing. It's the guy who can build a solid team of people to get the job done well. And there's even more to it. A business owner understands that working hard on the tools won't get him very far. He knows that trying to do it all will burn him out and lead him to hating the business. Maybe that sounds like you are right now. You've had another hard day on the tools out in the field or managing the team, and now you've got to come home and deal with a bunch of business stuff. How do you feel? You're bloody knackered, and you just can't do it. But you've got to find a way to push through because the work isn't going to do itself. This isn't the lifestyle of a business owner. And mark my words, even if your business works without killing you, it's never going to grow. It's time to make some major changes. Are you ready to stop thinking like a technician and become an actual business owner? Jason and Kirsty's story. Jason and Kirsty run a business that offers services related to central heating, plumbing, gas, and water systems. It's a tight-knit little company that services residential clients. They do new builds as well as bathroom renovations. But like many others in their shoes, Jason and Kirsty were soon to realize how overwhelming the industry can be when clients take control. Before implementing what I will teach throughout this book, Jason and Kirsty were neck deep in the weeds of their business. When Jason joined us, it was only him and one apprentice. The multi-title, director, plumber, chief cook and bottle washer, shows us one of the biggest mistakes that a business owner can make. You can't be a plumber and a director and be good at both roles. Jason knew this, so he offloaded some of the admin to a newly hired admin assistant. But that still wasn't enough. Soon, it all spiraled out of control. Jason couldn't keep up with the business demands and he kept working crazy hours to compensate. The usual routine was the tools during the day, then jump into paperwork at night. There's no time for family life there. There's no time to enjoy the fruits of your labour. Jason had no social life and he barely laid eyes on his family. He'd also lost sight of any goals he had for the business when he first started. He was just going through the motions without any time to stop and reflect on his roles and decisions. It was time to make some big changes. Pursuing the right mindset. We helped Jason realise that he doesn't need to be on the tools each and every day. This allowed him to restructure his working week and find time to grow his business and to be with his family. He realized that the business lacked the manpower and methodology necessary for long-term success. The first step was to get more people on board. Jason made a few hires to get himself off the tools so he could work more in the office. And he started focusing on wrapping his head around how the money flows through his business. Before we met, Jason's business was averaging 15% gross profit, or GP, per job. Now it's at 40% gross profit and growing. And that isn't even the end of the story. Once he got his mindset right, Jason was unstoppable. He'd created client inquiry scripts to help his staff get the most information. He asked the clients to take photos of the job and have his team ready for the work. This consolidated the workflow so they didn't waste time or resources anymore. The addition of checklists to the business made everything run even smoother. And then there's the marketing. Tradies struggle with marketing because it's not something they're exposed to early on. Maybe you're operating on the idea that just doing a good job is enough to land more clients. It isn't. Jason has made huge improvements in this area. Now the business has a new logo and all the guys are wearing branded uniforms. A new website got his company name out there. And Jason is using an automated email system, MailChimp, to stay in touch with his clients and prospects. He's also developed a digital marketing system and a nurture system for business-to-business or B2B clients. All this helped him move away from being a technician to become a confident business owner. As for his schedule, now there's even time to coach his son's football team. And there's no reason you can't do the same. It only takes the right mindset and some friendly help on the side. If you'd like to see Jason and Kirsty's video story, visit go.theprofitabletradieprogram.com/audio. It all comes down to systems. Workflow and management systems combine to form the backbone of any successful trade business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?